Welcome back, everybody, to Rampocalypse Talks the Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and together we are the world's greatest mother and son team. Just flat out team. In anything and everything in the world, it's us.
So are we the world's greatest team at doing hand exercises?
Yes, exactly. Okay. If I had one to squeeze right now, I would do that too.
World's greatest team at paying our bills?
Oh, hell no. I don't hell think so.
No. Definitely don't think we're the world's greatest team at that. But we are here to discuss and give you our first impression/review of The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 5, entitled Go Getters. We just watched it live on our YouTube channel. So if you're listening to this on podcast services, or if you're just watching this review and you're new to our channel, you can go find our live watch. We do it each and every week where we get together. We just watch together because that's the only way that we can watch it together because exactly. We're not in the same room.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun anyway to be able to watch it with other fans. So
indeed it is. And also, just to give everybody a reminder up front, we are still doing the Q&As. So if you have a question for us, especially about Walking Dead stuff, just put in the comment box below, or you can email us. It's rantpocalypse@gmail.com, and just put Q&A in the subject and ask us whatever question you want about The Walking Dead. We'll compile those, and we'll be doing a video for that here pretty soon. So let's get to the episode. What did you think about Go-Getters?
Thought it was a good episode. I thought it was a great episode because we got to see some Jesus. Plus, we got to see Maggie. I mean, it's nice to get to check in on her. And I got to be pissed off by Gregory. So it's kind of nice to hate someone other than just Negan.
It is really good to hate somebody other than Negan. And it's weird because you have Simon, who is with Negan. He's one of Negan's right-hand men.
Baby Negan.
And you, yeah, basically baby Negan for sure. And you would think that in an episode that involves supposedly our people, which the Hilltop, they did agree to work with Rick.
Right.
But I hated Gregory more than I hated Simon in this episode.
And it was so funny because you would think that we would want to do anything we can to not give anything to one of Negan's people. But yeah, for me, it was like, take all you can from Gregory. He's a total jerk.
Gregory, please.
Yeah, I'm glad you got his whiskey. Although I didn't realize at first, I thought, okay, well, he is being cool. He's actually bringing them to the whiskey closet on purpose. And then it turns out, nope, he was really trying to throw Maggie and Sasha under the bus because Jesus had said they're hiding in the closet, you know.
I didn't catch that at first either. You know, when we were watching it together, I'm just like, wow, yeah, he's...
Yeah, cool dude, all right.
Look at Gregory coming through in the clutch. Yeah, maybe I don't hate your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could see Sasha just going straight for, like, the knife or her machine gun and, you know, just blowing Gregory away in that moment. I mean, it was great. Maggie got an awesome punch in the face, which was excellent.
Yes.
I did love that. But that wasn't a part of him outing them or attempting to out them. That was just because
he was a jerk.
Well, he was a very big jerk. The fact that he said it was something along the lines of, see, the Saviors, they can be reasonable. If you just work with them, they're reasonable people. And that was when it was like, no, you don't say that because you weren't there.
Right.
You didn't see what happened with Glenn and Abraham. But it was a great punch. I love the hell out of whenever she says, I'm Glenn Ree. And sorry, my dogs are barking in the background.
That's all right. But, having fun. They're having a good time.
Yeah, they're playing around.
Maggie Ree.
Yeah, Glenn Ree. Yeah, Maggie Ree.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an epic moment that she called herself Maggie Ree. And that's one of the things I did like about this episode is we're seeing how everybody's dealing differently with the grief and the trauma from the loss of Glenn and Abraham. The women of The Walking Dead are really stepping up and kicking some major ass lately. And that was really cool to see in this episode. You see Sasha plotting revenge against Negan. You see Maggie, you know, stepping up and basically taking on a leadership role at the Hilltop, which was really nice to see. I think Jesus is really wanting to give her that leadership role over Gregory.
Well, no, we'll talk about that later. That's what he told her. We'll talk
I
about
think
that,
that
later.
I think that was an Easter egg hint for all of the Walking Dead comic book fans, because it's like, oh, we're not going to go there just yet, but we're going to, you know, have Jesus kind of subtly mention that that's something that could be happening down the road. And you couple that with Rosita wanting to, you know, she's coming up with her own plot for revenge, making the bullets and everything. It has been really great to see the ladies of The Walking Dead kick some ass, other than Carol, because Carol's always been there. You know, she's always been like the ultimate badass. Maggie is kind of gone back and forth sometimes. I mean,
she's always been tough.
She kind of reserved herself a little bit, right? From the kicking of the ass. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't remember that, but you know, maybe she just wasn't as out there and out front with it.
I guess it was because last season, right? Mm-hmm. It was last season whenever Carol and Maggie had that really, what I thought was a badass episode together, where it was all the ladies and, you know, all the stuff that they've gone through. And at the end of that episode, she said, I can't do it anymore. I can't kill, basically. Yeah. But I think that was very short-lived, because I think she's about to do a lot of killing, hopefully, of Negan and his savior men.
It was awesome to see that Maggie still has her baby. Because I was super worried about that. I knew she was going to live, but I wasn't sure if she was going to continue to be pregnant, which I was really hoping that they weren't going to completely break my heart by taking that away from me as well.
Yeah.
So I was really glad to see that she's supposed to take it easy, and she really, it sounds like she needs to be in bed.
She doesn't need to be out running walkers over in a car over with a gigantic tractor that was straight out of monster trucks.
Yes, that was, as when you think about it, she comes from a farm. That's a pretty gangster move, you know, on the farm to take the, take the tractor.
I got my John Deere gangster move on you, walkers. It reminded me, whenever they were getting flattened, that scene from Roger Rabbit, whenever at the very end of the movie and the guy gets flattened by the steamroller, that's the first thing that came to mind. But damn, I did not realize that a tractor could completely take out a badass zombie apocalypse car. That car was so zombie apocalypse proof. I loved it.
I wasn't
really
sure.
It was like a hatchback, right?
Yeah, it was just a small little crappy car that probably got great gas mileage. But they had fixed it up. I mean, the little thing that was on the back of it was
fantastic.
So great. I wasn't really sure why she had to smash the car, I guess, other than to get to those, you know, to those walkers. But it was a lot of fun.
Well, the music that was playing in the car, she had to smash the car because they couldn't get in there.
Oh, okay.
That's where the music was playing. It was a boss move by Maggie. I did enjoy it. And I enjoyed the fact that we had walkers in an episode. It's been a while, obviously. You know, you didn't want to bring the walkers in too much, even though they're always the ever-present force that's going on around them. But it's been more about the dealing with the aftermath and whatnot.
Where was everyone?
I have no freaking clue where everyone was. And I know that was from the Comic-Con trailer. We talked about that during our live watch. So did you see, were those people or were those walkers that were tied up? I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell either. They look like people to me.
They didn't mention losing anybody.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, they didn't have time to really check, did they?
Yeah. I think they would have checked that night, because in the morning, that's when Simon and everybody came.
Oh, my God. In full force.
Yes. They have a lot of big-ass, burly dudes
hanging
out.
Let me ask you this. How happy were you to see that they took that painting away from Gregory?
That was pretty damn great, because you could just see it wash over his face, because he took so much pride in that damn painting.
I never thought I'd own this painting.
Yeah, I looked at it from afar, but now it's mine. Which, to a certain extent, I completely agree with Gregory in the respect that you want to still hold on to those possessions of the past. It's just the same thing of why Eugene would want to keep a library around. You don't want to just completely forget all of these things just because the zombie apocalypse happens. But you don't have a painting like that to just be a pompous dick about it. And that was why I was so great. It was just so great, everything with Simon. I freaking love the crap out of Stephen Ogg, which I've professed my love
You have over and over and over again.
So many times. But whenever he told Gregory, he grabs the scotch and he has the one bottle and he's thinking he's going to give him the one bottle and that's going to make him square. And he takes the box and he's like, would you please put that back
just,
in here?
Just slip that one right back in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't think he was going to have to do that.
Oh, I know. But when he goes, would you slide that back in for me? Period. And I'm just put it in there now, bitch. Mm-hmm. That was so great.
And making him kneel, because apparently they have never had to kneel at all at the Hilltop, apparently. I mean, if they have, they're not very good at it.
Well, I feel like we've heard about them kneeling before, though, because I think Jesus mentioned it in last season that they came, because remember, that's the first time that we ever heard about the bat. You know, mm-hmm. They didn't say the bat, but they said they took this boy. I think he was a 16-year-old or 17-year-old boy and beat him to death.
Yeah,
beat him to death. And that was that moment when Daryl said, oh, he's just the boogeyman. You know, the boogeyman ain't shit.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
we'll go take care of it. Don't even worry about it because we're super badass and we don't have to do any recon before we kill people.
I know. We're going to be feeling those repercussions for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about Carl and Enid?
It was kind of sweet that they actually got to have a little moment. You know, they had a little boy-girl bickering going on, and then they found the skates, and everything was fine and Jim Dandy. They got to skate all their way to the Hilltop, and like you said, Enid slipped him some tongue, so...
Yes, she did slip him some tongue as a dude, you know, and I've kissed a few girls and very awkwardly kissed a few girls as well. But you hope to, you know, you're like, all right, you know, we'll start out slow. We'll get a little smooch and then the tongue comes. But no, Enid just she's just right on in there.
Stupid little dry kiss.
I agree. But, you know, as a guy, you know, we try to work our way into those, you know, but we like when Enid, you know, comes out, just slips it right out there. But I've tried to get roller skates and roller blades before. Mm-hmm. And it is the hardest thing ever to find roller blades in my size. And they just happen to stumble upon two
those
pairs.
Were roller skates. Those were roller skates.
I know
in
those
their size,
skates.
Exactly.
Yeah, in their size.
In the middle of nowhere, because that's something you would carry around in the zombie apocalypse and leave on the side of the road. And
unlimited gas, though.
That's true. Which, you know, it's very practical.
Yeah.
But if you've never, if you've ever had to skate on a road that has leaves and stuff like that, that's a booger.
Or just gravel. I mean, you know.
Yeah, gravel is the worst.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically on old, shitty back roads that have probably not been maintained for years, even without the zombie apocalypse happening. They're definitely not being maintained now. And, if you play any zombie apocalypse game or any apocalyptic game, especially like The Last of Us, you see how quickly Mother Nature just says, this is my world, bitches.
Mm.
And just like completely, takes the roads back over. So, I think I would rather have roller skates than blades, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you guys can let us know. Where do you stand on the roller blades versus roller skates controversy? But it was very, very... convenient that they found those pair, but I'm with you. It was a very sweet moment, and I like these two coming together as a comic book fan. I definitely compare Enid to Sophia,
right?
And I'm excited for Carl. I really like that he got a nice kiss before he decided to go off and try to start his assassination plot on Negan.
And apparently, you know, he didn't know Jesus was going to hop in the back of the truck with him, so he was going to do it all by himself. So it is nice that somebody slipped him the tongue before he goes all badass.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, Abe, I think he got some, you know, bone zone time before he got his head bashed. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Glenn, unfortunately, you know, with Maggie being pregnant and stuff, I don't know if he did that, but... Good job for Carl. I think it is very interesting to see all of these revenge plots. You know, now we're seeing one that's clearly in action. Well, mm-hmm. I guess Rosita's is as well. It's just that's a little bit more of a slow burn revenge right. plot of, right. you know, creating the bullets. Rick's such a good leader, but he still can't get a handle on all of his people. And it's just cool to see how everybody's dealing with this differently. The fact that Carl, it never really made him sad. It just angered him to see that, you know, he says that line to Enid when they're talking about, you know, what happened and everything, and that she was sorry that he had to be there to see that. And he's like, I wasn't, mm-hmm. I'm not sad. That lit a fire into my ass. And yeah. now I'm going to go kill Negan. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, think about how tough he was during that lineup. I mean, because he never backed down. He didn't cry. He chopped my arm off, Dad. Just do what you got to do. So he was extremely tough. I like where he's becoming quite the man. So that's interesting. I do wish he'd cut his hair.
Yeah, I don't understand the hair thing.
Not loving it. Just not loving it. And I'm sorry because I know Chandler Riggs wears it like that all the time in real life. So
maybe it gets the ladies in real life, but you know,
it does look soft. So
yeah. And I mean, he's definitely been Pantene Pro-V-ing yes. it up for in the zombie apocalypse, but
he has. I don't know though. I don't know what they can hope to accomplish by other than just finding the sanctuary to be able to pinpoint it so that they can then hatch a plot. Just Jesus and Carl together, what are they going to do?
I don't know either. And I mean, I've read the comics, so I knew that this could potentially be coming with Carl sneaking in the back of one of Negan's trucks to go back to the sanctuary and whatnot. Obviously, it's going to happen slightly differently because Jesus was not in the back of that truck. And I'm anxious to see what will happen because I agree with you. Great plan to find where the sanctuary is and then hop up out of there and yeah. you know, haul your ass back to the hilltop. Not so great of a plan to go with like one gun that Carl has. Did not see a big ass gun with Jesus. So
no.
I have no clue how that's going to go down. It's like, okay, you took like five of my big ass burly guys out, but I got 1,000 more of them waiting to shoot you.
I know. And that's at least Rosita's plan. Is it may be, you know, one little bullet at a time that she's going to fill up, but that's to me a better plan than just hopping in the back of a truck and let's see what happens. So
yeah, no, I completely agree. It's going to be, it'll make for some exciting television.
Yes, yeah,
I am excited about that because although I completely agree with Rick, you know, he has loved ones in his life, he has things to lose. These other people, they don't have things to lose anymore. Sasha doesn't have anything to lose. Rosita doesn't have anything to lose. Carl technically doesn't have anything to lose because, you know, you got to think of it from a father-son relationship. The father or the mother
yeah.
never wants to see their kid die before they do.
Okay.
But the kid doesn't necessarily. No,
it's
I'm saying
okay
that,
if you see me just die. Is that what you're saying? It's fine. It's
no,
not a big deal.
No. I'm saying that me, if we were put in these roles
yeah.
and you were the Rick Grimes and I was right. the Carl Grimes, I wouldn't care about myself dying.
Right.
Like I care more about you and my dad living forever than I care about me. But it's the exact opposite for you.
Right.
You don't want to see me die until you're long in the grave and
exactly.
everything.
And I think Rick would be super pissed off if he thought for one second, if he knew that Carl had done what he did, oh man,
yeah.
he'd be locking that boy up.
Well, I think it's also going to spur him into action, which is also good. I haven't seen a lot of it, but I feel like some people have probably been giving Rick shit and being like, why are you being a big vagine? And I'm like, dude, he just saw two dudes get their heads bashed in like a watermelon, like they were
yeah.
at a freaking Gallagher
yeah.
concert. I think you would think about it as well to want to protect the rest of the people and not have that done to them. So you can't fault Rick at all.
No.
You know, not at all. So
it hasn't been long enough. It's still, I mean, we're still like a week out, even though it didn't take long for Enid and Carl to get to the hilltop. Seemed like they were there pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah, I think they have jet boosters on those those roller skates, that's for sure. So what do you give this episode overall out of Bacon's?
Hmm. Again, it's always hard for me to give it a bacon score when I don't get to view it really, really well during a Google Hangout.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pay attention to the chat and, you know, so I'm just going to give it a 4.5 bacon. How's that?
I think that's a really good score. I think you're higher than the majority of the internet right now. A lot of people said that this episode was just too slow, didn't focus on the right things, and all sorts of other stuff. A lot of people obviously commented on the roller skates and said that that was just the most ridiculous thing ever. I think IO9, their headline was, that was the most ridiculous goddamn episode of The Walking Dead. Hey, those are great clickbait headlines.
Can we do some of those?
Yeah, exactly. I'll have to remember one for this. you think of one. Oh, okay. I'm about to knock my notes off. I'm not quite as high as you, but I am going to give the episode 4 out of 5 bacons to me. I thought it was a good overall episode. I love some of the character performances, you know, the actresses' performances in this episode. I thought they were really great. I love the fact that we got some more callbacks to Glenn and Abe. You know, we see the little necklace that Jesus gives to Sasha, and he's like, we found this here because, you know, we remember that moment whenever Abe was getting choked out whenever they first made it to the hilltop. I never thought that that necklace was going to kind of make a return.
No.
But I thought it was interesting that Sasha is the one to get it, even though she knows that Rosita was the one that gave it to Abe. So there's a lot of stuff that I really liked. I will agree that some of it felt a little bit off, like as far as the pacing with the walkers and stuff. I don't know. It was just a little bit weird. Like, I love seeing the walker scenes, but sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes it almost feels like they put it in there for, you know, we've got to have a walker scene because we haven't had one in a while. But it made sense, I guess, overall with Simon and them, where it sort of made sense. I don't know if it made 100% sense. I loved it when it was happening. I'm not making sense right now.
It was odd. It was odd because to me, wouldn't feel terribly I wouldn't think it was super important for Simon and his gang to even give a shit if they put a bunch of walkers in there. You know, we're just coming in. You're not going to stop us anyway. So
That's the part about it is I don't know why they would have to demonstrate that, you know, because that's what Simon, he justifies it by saying that we wanted to show you what we do for you.
Yeah.
At this point, you're going to step in line because they have a huge, mungus group of people.
Right.
You're not going to step in line because they come in and kill a few walkers.
Right.
Now, I'll admit that element of danger, especially had Maggie and Sasha not been there, would have been a whole lot worse probably for the hilltop. And that would have, you know, that could have devastated the hilltop as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It was just a little bit weird for me. I don't know why it was that, you know, again, this is our first impression. So it felt a little bit off for me, but I still loved Gregory. That dude is, you know, Xander Berkeley is just dominating it. I love to hate him so much. I just love Simon every second that he's on the screen. I hope to God that he's around for a while in, you know, the wars to come because he's just so much damn fun. And we have Negan, but we don't always need Negan.
Right.
And we get the next best thing to me in the form of this bad guy. Cause Dwight, he's not a true bad. He's that slimy, squirmy bad guy villain.
Well, with Dwight, you're not sure what his motivation is on being a bad guy. Simon, you know what his is. I mean, he just, I want to be Negan. You almost had a kind of a Simon smile there for a second, you know, just that big grin that I'm going to take your shit and I'm happy about taking your shit. Dwight, you're just, I just don't, yeah. He's,
yeah.
He's the used car salesman of
bad guys. Yes. No, he is. He is. He is the used
mean.
Car.
It sounds so mean.
I mean, hey, if you're a used car salesman out there, that doesn't mean we don't love you. It just means that, you know, sometimes you have they have a way about themselves.
Yes, exactly.
And Dwight definitely has that. With Simon, he could easily be like, and then stab you as he's smiling.
I kept waiting for that the whole time.
I did too.
While he's sitting there, when he puts his hand on Gregory's leg, I'm thinking, oh, dude, you're getting ready to get stabbed.
Yeah, it's going to stab him right in that leg. But yeah, we want to know your thoughts. What did you think about this episode overall? How many bacons out of 5 would you give the episode? And again, Q&As, leave them on the comment box down below, as well as check out the podcast. And we'll be back later on this week with a few more Walking Dead videos, as well as our thoughts on this week's Westworld. So we hope you guys have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now.
Tell you something.